Title: Stack Old School DNB Breakbeat Using Resampling Workflows in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, let's build an old school drum and bass or jungle break stack in Ableton Live 12 using a resampling workflow. This is the commit and build approach. The whole point is that we're going to print stages to audio on purpose, so the break starts to feel glued, aggressive, and finished, like it's already been through a DAT or tape style process. We're going to end with a rolling 8 to 16 bar loop you can arrange immediately, plus a couple of fill prints you can drag around like classic jungle edits. Quick mindset check before we touch anything. If you're the type that likes to keep everything editable forever, you're going to feel slightly uncomfortable today. That's good. Printing is the move. We're making decisions, capturing them, and then pushing the next stage harder without the whole system getting fragile. Step 0. Session prep. So this stays surgical. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic zone, 170 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a starting point. Now create these tracks. You want 4 layers and 1 print track. An audio track for break core. An audio track for break crunch. A MIDI track for break top with a drum rack. An audio track for break ghost. And an audio track called break print for recording the resamples. Also make 2 return tracks. Return A is para comp and return B is room. Now group the 4 break layers into a single group and name it break bus. That group is your hub. We'll process each layer separately, then do gentle glue on the bus, and then print. And one extra coach note here, gain staging is part of the sound. In Live 12, your mixer-only gain decisions really matter because they decide how hard you hit saturation and compression. So as we build this, don't be afraid to ride faders so the devices are being driven consistently. Especially the crunch layer. You want it always on, not randomly exploding. Step 1. Choose a break and warp the core so it snaps, but still swings. Drag in something with real funk. Amen. Think, funky drummer, hot pants, anything that's actually human. On break core, turn warp on. For warp mode, if it's basically just drums, use beats. If it's got more musical content and you're hearing weird artifacts, try Complex Pro, but for old school breaks, beats is usually the vibe. If you're on beats mode, set preserve to transients and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. That envelope is basically how much tail you keep before it starts to gate down. Too low and it can sound choppy, too high and it gets smeary. Now set the downbeat properly. Get 1.1.1 sitting exactly on the first kick of the loop. Then tighten warp markers only where you need them. This is critical. Overwarping kills jungle. We're not trying to grid perfect this. We're trying to make it sit at 174 while keeping the lies that make it feel good. Once it's sitting right, consolidate a clean 2-bar loop. That's your source. Step 2. Slice to drum rack, but keep the audio workflow. Right-click the consolidated clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. One slice per transient. Now you've got a drum rack with your break chopped up, and a MIDI clip that plays it back. Name it something like Break Core Rack if you want to keep it organized. Here's the advanced idea. Keep both. Keep the original warped audio loop for authenticity, and keep the sliced rack for editability. You're going to resample either one depending on which is winning. Sometimes the loop playback just has that it thing. Other times the sliced rack lets you fix one kick or one ghost note without wrecking the rest. Step 3. Build the core layer. This is your spine. Transient clarity and low mid punch. On the core, whether it's the audio clip or the rack output, put a simple chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, not higher. We're not thinning, we're just deleting useless subrumble. Then a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz if it's boxy. And if the hats are harsh, a tiny dip around 7 to 10k. Tiny. Don't do surgery unless it needs it. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Boom very subtle, like 0 to 10%. Because old school breaks already have low-end junk and you don't want to create a fake sub bump here. Transient can be plus 5 to plus 20 to tighten it up. Then a saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB. And match output level. Do not trick yourself with loudness. A break that's 1 dB louder will always sound better for 5 seconds, and then you wonder why your mix is harsh and exhausting. The goal right now. Core should sound punchy and confident, but still human. Not crushed. Not hyped, just solid. Step 4. Duplicate for the crunch layer. Destroy it, then control it. Duplicate the core track to break crunch. On crunch, start with a Q8 before the distortion. High pass this layer around 120 to 180 Hz. This is important. Crunch is not allowed to fight your sub and your low kick fundamental. Crunch is mid-range density, grit, and urgency. If you want more crack, do a small boost around 2 to 4K. Be careful. This region gets nasty quickly once you compress and distort. Now add roar. This is where Live 12 really shines for this workflow. Use it as distortion and tone shaping. Try an ODE or distort style. Drive in the 20 to 40% area to start. Add a little positive bias for edge, and filter it like a band pass focus. Think roughly 200 Hz up to 8K. The point is, we're letting core own the punch and low mid weight, and crunch owns the nasty mid range and noise. After roar, put a glue compressor. Yes, heavy. Attack super fast, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond, release auto or around 0.1 seconds, ratio 4 to 1 or even 10 to 1 if you want it rude. Set threshold so you're getting 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. This is your printed vibe. Optionally, add redux for that old digital grit. Bit reduction around 10 to 14, and downsample 1.5 to 4. Use sparingly. If the hats start turning into sandpaper, back off and re-EQ after the distortion. Now blend crunch under core. Under. If crunch is the star, your break becomes a fizzy mess, and your mix will hate you later. The perfect crunch layer is the one you miss when it's muted, but you don't fully notice when it's on. Step 5. Build the top layer. This is your consistent air and tick that follows the groove. Go to break top, your MIDI track with a drum rack, load a tight closed hat, an open hat, and optionally a ride if you want that classic rolling wash. Program a simple pattern that respects the break. Start with straight 1/16 hats, but do tiny velocity accents so it's not a typewriter. Then place an occasional open hat just before the snare or on an offbeat. Keep it minimal. We're supporting the break, not replacing it. Now the key move, groove extraction. Go back to your original break clip. Right-click and choose Extract Groove. That groove shows up in the groove pool. On that groove, set timing somewhere around 30 to 60%, velocity 10 to 30%, random 2 to 8%. Then apply it to your top MIDI clip. This is how you get hats that feel like they belong to the break, instead of feeling like a modern programmed layer pasted on top. Top processing. Use auto filter as a high pass if you only want air. Somewhere around 6 to 10K if you're making it a pure air layer. Or leave it fuller if the break needs energy. Add a touch of saturator, 1 to 3 dB, for shine. Then utility to keep it controlled. Width around 80 to 100%. You want the main break to stay mono-friendly, and any width to live in your room and air layers, not in the core transients. Step 6. Ghost or room layer. This is movement without clutter. This is where jungle funk becomes alive. Option A is easy. Duplicate the core to break ghost. On ghost, a Q8 with a high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. You're basically isolating the stick noise, little hat ticks, ghost taps, and the air of the recording, not body. If the ghost layer is noisy all the time, add a gate. You can sidechain it from the core so it opens with the groove rather than hissing constantly. Then add a short room reverb, either directly on the track or via the room return. Keep it tight. Decay around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. And inside the reverb, high pass hard, like 500 Hz or higher, even up to 1000, so the room doesn't cloud the mix. Option B, more surgical. Take 2 to 5 little ghost hits from the break, like snare drags or tiny hat ticks, and place them manually around the main snare. This is that little timing lie layer. It should be felt as motion, not heard as extra drums. And here is a big teacher note. Think in transient tiers. Core is transient definition and punch. Crunch is sustain and dirt. Top is stick and air. Ghost is timing lies and room. If two layers are doing the same tier, you'll fight masking forever. Step 7. Routing and resampling. This is the heart of the lesson. Everything routes into break bus. If they're grouped, you're basically there. Now on break print, set audio from to break bus. Set monitor to in or auto with the track armed, depending on your workflow. Arm break print. We're doing multiple print passes, like old school producers printing versions. Print pass 1. Clean print. Mute crunch and ghost. Keep core, and you can heap top if you want a clean but present version, but I recommend truly clean first. Just core, maybe light top. Record 8 bars. Name it break print clean 8. Print pass 2. Full print. Unmute everything. Core, crunch, top, ghost, record 8 bars. Name it break print full 8. And here's an extra coaching upgrade. Commit in branches, not just stages. After you get the stack sitting, print two personalities. For example, print tight, where the transients are sharp and the room is low, and print loose, where the ghost and room are slightly louder and the timing feels drunker. Arrangement becomes way faster when you're choosing between personalities instead of tweaking plugins for an hour. Step 8. Bus processing. Glue it like a record. On break bus, use gentle glue, not emergency processing. Add EQ8 with a high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. Optional small dip around 200 to 350 if it's cloudy. Then glue compressor. Slower attack than the crunch compressor. Try 3 to 10 milliseconds so the transients punch through. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not supposed to pump, it's supposed to unify. Then drum bus. Light drive, maybe 2 to 8%, transient 0 to plus 10 depending on how snappy you want it. Optional limiter only if you're printing a loud reference. If you crush it here, you can't uncrush it later. Once the bus is sounding right, you can print again. This becomes your final committed break, already glued and ready to arrange. Remember, resampling is the point. If you like the sound right now, capture it. Step 9. Micro-edit the printed audio. Classic jungle surgery. Take break print full 8. Consolidate it into a solid 8-bar piece. Now, you can turn warp off for the print to avoid artifacts, or keep warp on beats if you need it for tiny fixes. But generally, once printed, I like it as raw audio. Now start making variations.